that now?
That story about Mr.
No, you're coming through, and one night you saw they lived up there by themselves, and one night you saw the light on.
Yeah, he was up there at the house, and I was coming out from Cedar Grove down then. I see the light up there late that night, and I just went on up there to see what's the matter. And I got up there, he was sitting up, and his niece was in the bed. I said, he said, I'm glad you come. Says, Bob is sick. I said, yes. He said, yeah, Bob is mighty sick. I said, what did he eat? He said, he ate a bowl of grits and three or four boiled eggs. I said, what did you give him since he eat his stuff? He said, I gave him a half box of Epsom salt.
Half box of
Epsom salt. He said, half box of Epsom salt. And about three or four big tablespoons full of soda. I went back to the bed. I said, how you feeling, Mr. Rock? He said, I'm damn not dead. He said, go get Ned and tell Ned to come and come at once. And let's get him to a doctor. We went over there and woke him up. I called him Captain Ned. Captain Ned? Yeah. I said, this is I said, Mr. Rob's over there bad off sick and said for you to come take him to the doctor. Where is he at? He's at Mr. Stacy's place. He said, I'll be out there in a few minutes. He just put on his house coat, you know, and out the door he come with me and Moses on our way back to the house. And we hear him crank up, and when his light hit Moses' car, Moses just hit the ditch because he knows how he drill, you know. And when he passed me and Moses, me and Moses had to sit over there side the road about 5 or 10 minutes before we could get back in the road. And we met him coming out with Mr. H and Mr. Rob, carried him to the doctor. And I didn't see him no more about a week. And I said, how did Mr. Rob get Mr. H? So he got well before we got the rain. He never did see the doctor. Said Ned scared him so bad. Oh. He said Ned scared him so bad. He stopped. And that salt moved his bowels. He just got well right straight. He never did go to the doctor. That's how you know, Mr. Rob. He taken sick up there and died. Now he was lazy, never did matter. And he'd sit in one place all day long with somebody. If he didn't have to eat, he, just like you sitting there, he wouldn't get up. Nice. They wouldn't go get a drink of water. They'd wait for me to come get up the water. Right on that porch and wait for me to get a wolf. And that was a lazy white man, fine looking fella too. But he didn't, he hated work so bad he wouldn't take work in medicine. He wouldn't work. And they had an old uncle named Gus. You talking about a mean white man, he was one of them. He killed 13 men. And, well, I'm telling you the truth, you know, you want to have a race out of a bunch of niggas, you let them be in the road and say, here come Captain Gus. They get to pick it right there. They scared of that man. Now, he didn't bother everybody, but the folks that scared of him killing folks, children were scared of him. I was scared of him. And I was with the